All right, so download 720 WGN. Let's carry out. All right, here are today's top stories. Hope Hicks, White House Communications Director, expected to resign. This on the heels of her testimony in front of Congress on Russia. Who knows if it's connected. Hicks replaced Scaramucci in the office that has had continual communication problems. So even though Trump seemed to like Hope Hicks, maybe this is a good thing. Although the body count of the resignations in the White House is pretty staggering. You either believe that this list of castaways proves Trump is doing a poor job, or that Trump is the best and these posers couldn't keep up with the smartest guy in the world. One of the two. Today, Trump also had a televised meeting with top lawmakers over gun control. He did a good job of flustering both parties with a no-nonsense approach, but afterwards, many of the lawmakers seemed to be reluctant to take the president at his word. But to his credit, the president did seem to be about listening to ideas from lawmakers, regardless of party, and it was televised, so when the productive conversation deteriorates into partisan babble, we'll at least have this saved on our DVR. Throw parties. You want to see what conversation's like? Come over. New local polls, fresh out of the oven, which means we have front runners at the end of February. Right now, incumbent Governor Rauner has a 20-point lead over challenger Jeannie Ives, and J.B. Pritzker holds a 10-point lead over Daniel Biss. For the attorney general's race on the Democratic side, Kwame Raoul leads by 6 points over Pat Quinn. This poll was put out by the Paul Simon Institute, and it polled registered voters, not likely voters, which means there are a lot of ways that none of this is accurate. That's really the takeaway in the asterisk. American Airlines is against the O'Hare Airport renovation. They say it unfairly gives United Airlines competitive advantage. I love that United and American are the two airlines that Chicago has to placate before we can get a better airport. How about this? The airlines stop gouging and doing all the airline-y stuff they've been doing to destroy our ability to travel, and then you can hold up the building of a new Cinnabon in Terminal 3. We cool? Does that sound like a good deal? I think it's a good deal. Yesterday, President Obama made a surprise visit to the final public hearing for the Obama Presidential Center. He argued that the center would be good for the South Side. Gentrification won't be an issue. And they say they don't need to sign anything. They don't need to sign a community benefits agreement. Nothing. Because if you sign one thing, then everybody wants you to sign something, like he's giving out autographs. He sounds more and more like that middle manager trying to convince a company not to unionize. I mean, come on. I mean, it just means we can't be loosey-goosey like we used to be. I love that the Obama Presidential Center is coming to Chicago. I love it. And I love this coming to the south side of Chicago. But I'll be honest, not as thrilled that this will be built on existing parkland. I know. I didn't like it when the Star Wars guy wanted to do it. And I don't like it that the former president wants to do it, too. We're running out of park space in the city. I know it's a great city with a lot of park space. I get it. But I'm thinking down the road, because you can't undo it. I guess you could, but pave over, make it a parking lot. Chicago has an old rule that says you can't build on parks, right? Obama says he wants this to be like Millennium Park. Last time I checked, Millennium Park was built over old rail lines. It was a full-on death hazard, remember that? Before that park was built. But in this case, Jackson Park, or at least part of it, it's going to be transformed for one use, to honor this president. And I like the design, and I love that it's in Chicago, but, I mean, this would be a great project to build an area where there's vacant land. I know, I get it. Everybody loves Obama, but I just feel like I love my parks a little bit more. And I don't have skin in the game. Community comes first. I get it. But just something to think about when you bring your hot dogs and your volleyball nets to set up for a nice summer afternoon, and Michelle Obama's standing there being like, turn your ass around. Again, I love that it's in Chicago. I love it. Yeah. Dick's Sporting Goods told the internet today they're going to stop selling automatic-style weapons at the store, which they did something similar after the tragedy in Newtown, which makes you wonder about when the rallying cry dies down, if they just sneak the guns back in the stores. But a very interesting move to get themselves out of that business. And I would say good job on putting your statement in a handy shareable form to dominate all of my social media feeds today. Thanks. I didn't want to know about anything else, just this. So thanks. Not to be outdone, in the last hour, Walmart announced they're going to stop selling automatic-looking weapons, whatever that means, and raise the minimum age to buy a gun to 21. Look at that. Free market at work. In weather, wow, the temperature's dropped. Snow tomorrow, too. Also, scientists are super worried about higher-than-normal temperatures in the Arctic. I wouldn't worry about it, though. I'm sure our leaders are all over it. They're going to tell us the game plan in just a second. Any second. Just check Twitter. In sports, former Bears running back Matt Forte announced today that he was retiring. The Bear ball carrier was a steady performer for a team that had issues in that area, being steady. When you look back on his career in Chicago, you got to put him up there with some of the greats. Maybe not as good as Walter or Gale Sayers, but I mean, I would put Matt Forte above Neil Anderson. And that's kind of where we're at, right? When you think about good old 35 versus 22. Right in that area, because Matt Forte played, what, eight seasons or so with the Bears? I don't know. I could make the argument for Matt Forte being the third best running back in Bears history. I could make that argument. Someone's going to text in now like, what about Johnny Redbone from 1932? Yeah, he was good too, but... To the new Bears! Today they announced they released linebacker Willie Young, who, let's face it, should have been released a few years back just for his fishing sack dance. He and Jared Allen should go do a show in Vegas called Sack Dance Pantomiming. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Willie Young, and he's got himself a bass after he got the sack. Check it out! Yeah, I'm not a big fan of sack dances when you're down 27 points. For a team that's biggest strength was a linebacking core last year, this is a peculiar move. Gerald Freeman, Pernell McPhee, and now Willie Young are gone, leaving only Danny Trevathan and Leonard Floyd left from last year's opening day starters. Maybe Nick Kwiatkowski develops, or maybe Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy have their eyes on some free agents, huh? Or maybe Urlacher's coming back, huh? Just saying, he's been around a lot lately. You may not recognize him with his new do. Also, sources say quarterback Mike Glennon will be released in mid-March. Now, right now, we play a couple of his greatest memories. Hit it, Pete. None? Nothing? Well, he got paid a lot of money, so. The Bulls lost again last night. They're back in the hunt for the worst team in the Eastern Conference. So all of that talk of tanking, they're doing it. And they should, because they're not going to get a huge return for that Pelicans number one they got in the Nico trade. Pelicans just won their sixth straight, and they're currently the fifth seed in the West. So thanks again, Bobby Portis. This one's on you, man. The Cubs spring training report. Joe Maddon said his rotation already. Lester's going on opening day, then Hendricks, Darvish, Quintana, and Chatwood. Man, that's a great pitching staff, huh? Former Cub bench coach Davey Martinez is now the manager of the Nationals, and he took a page out of Maddon's playbook. He brought live camels to Nationals camp today to symbolize their need to get over the hump, which is much different than the possum they brought to the Marlins camp. Just lay there. Yeah, if you're a baseball fan, you get that. The White Sox spring training report, Abreu went yard today, and another day without rookie phenom Eloy Jimenez, who has knee soreness. I wouldn't worry about it, though. You don't really need your knees to play outfield in the big leagues, so I think you're good. And finally tonight, a new study says that for people over the age of 90, alcohol is better than exercise for prolonging life expectancy. Something tells me that study was written by an 89-year-old alcoholic. Really? I mean, it makes sense. Nobody likes a 90-year-old exercise nut. But a 90-year-old drunk? So charming. Everybody loves him. The story's alone. All right, that's the carryout for February 28, 2018. We loved having you February 2018, but okay, you've overstayed. You're welcome. March, you can come in now. Just wipe your feet. All right, coming up, A.D. Quigg and Heather Sharon are here from the Daily Line. We'll talk about the big news stories in Chicago politics today. Then coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll talk about conservative politics with Dan Proft. And a little bit later in the show, Chicago manager Joe Maddon. Stay with us.